Welcome to the Pathways to Surrender podcast. I'm Michael Warmoth, and thank you for joining us for this guided meditation. Please note that these meditations are recorded in a tropical setting with the windows and doors open, so you will hear birds and other sounds. Try not to let them distract you from the words. Let's take a moment now to just get settled in, get comfortable and relaxed. Maybe close our eyes and take some breaths and just listen to the music before the meditation starts.
If you knew how it would feel, how it would be to be in a state of conscious connection with the truth, you would do anything you could to get there. But when you're not there, when you're aligned, the ego and the identity, what the ego and the identity tell you is that going there leads to darkness, fear, and danger. Often we are in the position of trying to convince the ego to let go. We want peace, we want to surrender. But that will not work. we have set up a conflict that will keep us frustrated and dissociated, because we choose the ego and the identity. We gave them the task of replacing the truth and keeping us safe, which from their perspective is to keep us from the truth. We will have no need for the ego and the identity when we are firmly aware of the truth, when we know that we are safe, when we know that what we want is to be connected with reality. We want to live a life in love, in peace, in beauty, in connection, in flow. The way to release the ego, the identity, is to come to a state of trusting and having faith that what we really want is to surrender. To surrender our will, to give up our determination to be right, to know what's right, to do what's right, and just be accepting and allowing what is, making space in our conscious awareness for reality, for the truth, for the knowing of who we are and what we are. So that is our task now, in this moment. Do you have faith and trust that it is safe to let go, to stop controlling, to surrender completely, to move into a completely different state of being? A state of spontaneous flow, a state where there is no agenda other than to be an authentic expression of what is real. What you are. We must be able to remind ourselves of what that experience is. The experience absolute peace, of unquestioned certainty of who and what you are, and that you are part, an inseparable part of an abundant, creative universe. Cannot make room in our conscious awareness for that. And we are dwelling on what's wrong. This is the crucial decision we must make. Are we willing to give up trying to fix what's wrong? Instead, recognize there is an order and perfection to all the universe, every life, every act of creation. Has a divine order to it. It is not ours to judge what is wrong and what is right and what is good and what is bad. It is our job turn always to the truth. Evolution is a messy business. There's always been destruction. Animals eat other animals. Everything eats something else. Tiny consciousness of the dissociated ego cannot comprehend that there is a much bigger picture. There is an underlying, infinite, timeless truth that is always inviolable. Absolute. Universal. Live in that truth, when our consciousness resonates with that truth, we are at peace, we are free. So face the challenge, placing our faith and trust in that which seems so far away, seems so unapproachable, but is actually closer to us than anything else, because it is that which gives us life right now, that which energizes our thoughts. We could not have thoughts without the source being right here, right now. We think we are separate, but we are nothing but the source. So this is the moment that we choose or we trust. Do we have faith? Do we know what it is that we are going to connect with? Coming into this moment, becoming present, relaxing the body and allowing the presence, the power, infinite within us, begin to come into our awareness. We take another step deeper into the moment, letting go even more, surrendering even more, giving up, till there is silence and stillness, and we begin to perceive presence, power, energy, flow, the light, there is nothing that we need to hold on to. There is nothing to fear. There's nothing to lose. Nothing to cling to. Be disturbed by distraction. It is inevitable. The more we return our focus to the present, the stronger our connection grows until that is all we want. We are no longer disturbed by distraction. Because our desire for the truth is so strong. We will accept nothing else. Till at last we dwell in the peace and tranquility, love and flow and light, what is true, what is real. This is the moment to say yes. The moment to devote ourselves completely to the experience, this moment. Revealing what is true and absolute. Remember, you are an inseparable part of the infinite timeless consciousness, expressing through light and love in a perfect and divine way. That is the truth.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you would like more information on these meditations and teachings, you can visit pathwaystosurrender.com. You might be interested in our other podcast, Pathways to Wholeness. These are episodes of meditative teachings designed to help us move to the next step in our journey, letting go, learning to surrender, overcoming resistance. That's Pathways to Wholeness. Look for the next episode soon. We'll be uploading them every couple of days. See you next time.